Materialism. Get tied up in things, amen? More we got, I don't know about you, more I get, more I want. Somebody say amen? Y'all act like I'm the only one like that. Every one of you sitting here tonight is guilty of the same thing. More God gives you, more you want. More He gives you, more you want. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know, and it's a scripture that says it's better to give than to receive. Have you tried it? Amen. Amen. God is good. We appreciate the opportunity to come. And you know something? Hey, we've been here a couple times. We're here with Dr. Billy Martin. Amen. When Dr. Billy was here, Dr. Billy's a dear friend of mine. Brother Noel Fry is a dear friend of mine. Matter of fact, as I was talking to the pastor, gave him a passage. We have a letter of a recommendation for both of them young men. I call them young because they're going to be young in the Lord one day. Somebody say amen. And with that being said, hey, they're my friends. And we had the wonderful opportunity to be in many meetings with Brother Noel Fry. Been in three or four with Brother Billy Martin. He's way above me. Say amen. He's way above me. He's prophecy and he's way above me. Amen. But it's always good to be here. And we appreciate Brother Don and his good congregation allowing us to come and tell you and explain to you what God has called us into tonight. Amen. When I do, and when we go anywhere, I always like to start with the Word of God. I believe that's right. Amen. Somebody say amen. You know, hey, the Bible reads Psalm chapter 1. This is what the Word of God says. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but not standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Boy, isn't that good? His delight, in other words, what he enjoys doing. What you live for, what your desires are, what you have that ambition to do deep inside of you. Bible says, hey, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Or you want me to say amen? And look here. And it says, in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And the Bible says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Have you ever thought about that? I preached a message many years ago on this thought. Just be like a tree. Amen. I preached on the roots. I preached on the trunks. I preached on the limbs. I preached on the leaves. Preached on that whole tree. Bring it right back to the Word of God. Somebody say amen. It says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Father, we bow before you this evening. God, I love the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. Thank you for first loving us. And Lord, this evening, Lord, we ask you, would you put a hedge around this place? And Lord, would you help us to be that you'd have us to be? Lord, we ask you this evening, God, would you give us the wisdom to reveal what you have called and placed us into? Thank you for this church. Thank you for the dear man of God. Lord, we ask you in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen, amen. Well, we are the Walkers, and as Brother Don has already told you, we're from the great town of Stuart, Virginia. If you can't remember it any other way, the Wood Brothers come from there. Now, I know everybody keeps up with the NASCAR racing, amen? So with that being said, hey, look, that's the major, that and Jeb Stuart are the main characters of the little old town called Stuart, Virginia. But, hey, that's where we reside. This is my lovely wife, Deborah. I won't go into where I found her at, amen? We have a little theology about what we do, what we talk about, and since she's mine, I'm hers, I guess we can do what we want. Say amen. Oh, listen, I tried to tell everybody I found her right out of the book of Judges. Say amen. Oh, they're telling me you need to read the book of Judges. Amen. It's got a Deborah in her. Amen. You would think without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord had already had her deceased, had her in heaven. I tell everybody that everywhere I go, she's been reincarnated, and I got her. She's not for sale. I got her. Somebody say amen. Oh, we've been together for about 39 years. We've been married for 39 years. Been together for 42. Amen. In the day and times we're living, that's very hard to find. Amen. Hey, some of you old saints of God, hey, have been around a while. Very few you find, and I do consider myself young. Amen. And with that being said, you know, hey, they just don't stick like they used to. Somebody say amen. We're thankful and grateful for the blessings of the Lord upon our union, and he's blessed us. We've got three boys, amen, and three grandsons, no girls. And I always say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're outnumbered here tonight. Oh, no, greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world, amen. Oh, listen and listen well. But with that being said, the Lord has blessed us. Hey, we're thankful for our family and our grandchildren and all God's done in our life. But hey, look here, in the year 1997, we were saved by the marvelous grace of God. May I say, won't give you much of the intellect of what we were before. I don't believe in lifting up the devil too much, amen. I think what the devil's got is exactly what he deserves, amen. And with that being said, hey, look here, hey, I was lost just like anybody else before they got saved by the grace of God. May I say, there's no small sin and there's no large sins in the eyes of a holy and a righteous God. Hey, sin is sin. Can I tell you something? Some of what you're thinking is sin. Got off of quiet. Bible says, try the spirit to see if the spirits are of God. That's what the Word of God said. Be careful what you think, because He's recording. Amen. And with that being said, hey, with that being said, we got saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, don't know what happened. Amen. All I know is I was lost, went down, asked Jesus Christ, saved me, got up different from what I was. Doing an 8-ball of cocaine a day when I got saved by the marvelous grace of God. Went down a lost sinner, got up a son of God. Somebody say amen. That's simply how it works. Some people's got these long theologies of how they got saved by the grace of God. I don't know how it works. All I know is I was under conviction. I asked God to save me, and He did just that. Don't have no long tail. Don't have no big sins. Didn't cross no river. Hey, didn't wade no water. All I know is I was lost. Asked Him to save me, and He saved me, and I got up different, not doing the things that I used to do. Amen? That's all I can tell you about salvation. Salvation belongs to God. It doesn't belong to no other man, nor woman, nor denomination on the face of this earth. It belongs to a holy and a righteous God. He died and has that privilege. Someone say amen. Oh, listen, but hey, we got saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and just got on fire for God. You know, hey, most times when people get saved by the grace of God, you know, some of those old-timers or those wisdom people, as I call them now, look here, they sort of stand back and they wait to see what you're going to do for God. Amen? And a lot of times, look here, the old-timers will hurt the newcomers quicker than they'll help them. Somebody say amen. We want to put them to a test to see if they're going to make it or not. Can I tell you something? It's not up to us if they make it or not. It's up to God if they make it or not. Someone say amen. And with that being said, hey, we got on fire. Hey, serving there at Temple Baptist Church in Martinsville, Virginia. Don Reynolds, hey, led us to the Lord, to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we got on fire. We're serving with him. Hey, stepped out after we scrubbed the floors. Somebody say amen. The first project that we had inside of a Baptist church was getting on our knees and in the area where people walked. We got to scrub it with a brush. And I can remember scrubbing it, Brother Donnie. I can remember scrubbing it singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus." Oh. Somebody say amen. Because you know something, I found anything you do for God is a joy. Amen? Anything you do for God is a joy if you really want to serve the Lord. So with that being said, hey, under his ministry, hey, we started helping over at the Blue Ridge Nursing Home. Amen? Hey, going over there and getting all those elderly people that could not stay by themselves. And we'd have to go get them, Brother Donnie. We'd have to literally roll them upstairs to the second floor, and we'd have service, and most of them would be asleep. I found most of the Baptist churches are asleep. Somebody said, man, I'm just telling you, Brother Donnie said it right out of his mouth before the beginning, at when the deacon would get up and the deacon would speak and the deacon, he'd say, "Oh God." Amen. You know something? He says, "Did anybody like it?" Brother, they're still out there. Amen. Oh, listen, but look here, we went over there, we'd roll them up there, and when the service was over, we'd have the wonderful privilege of rolling them back. You know something? I learned so much by doing so little for the kingdom of God. Amen? Hey, just willing to do whatever you were made yourself available to do. May I encourage you tonight, there's still a lot to do, and it doesn't take a whole lot to do for God. Amen? If you have a heart and a desire to do something for God, little as much when God is in it. Amen? But with that being said, hey, we did that, and we end up going with Brother Eddie Hall. So I don't know if any of you know him or not, Rock Mount, Virginia. Brother Eddie and I was there in the ministry with Brother Don, and we did the nursing home ministry together, and Brother Eddie got a church in Rocky Mount, Virginia, and when he did, we just felt a longing to go with him. He went up there, didn't but have a handful of people, and it was there that God started using us to do great and mighty things for him. Not only did we learn the Word of God, but we was allowed to teach in Sunday school. Hey, we led the choir and truly got involved in what the work of the Lord truly is. Hey, going door to door, knocking on doors, and going witnessing and telling people about Jesus Christ. The Bible still says, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Can I tell you something? Hey, look here, that's not a suggestion, that's a commandment of God, amen, that we do that. And with that being said, on December the 23rd, 2001, we surrendered to the call of preaching after running for about 2 years. You say, well, preacher, why'd you run 2 years? Because today, just like then, I still don't feel like I'm worthy to do anything for the kingdom of God. God, hey, look here, how God could use someone to the extent that he's used them. Just like the great Apostle Paul was a martyr on that road to Damascus. Hey, the Holy God of heaven speak down and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou Saul? And he fell before God on his face. You know something? I can remember surrendering to the preach. I'll never forget it. I went to the front and this is what I told the pastor. The Holy Ghost had called me out, Brother Donnie. I walked up to the pulpit and I said, I surrender all. He said, okay. I said, look, preacher, I surrender all. He said, okay. And what it was, brother, hey, I always led the congregation, the invitation song, amen? And he thought I was telling him that I was going to sing, I surrender all. I finally stopped and I said, Pastor, I said, I surrender all. He said, I got it. But you know something? With that being said, I'll never forget those days, those moments when the Holy God of heaven would come by me and touch me and drew me. And look here, and the willingness of my heart. What a load, what a burden was lifted off of me when I surrendered to do what God had called me to. Hey, what a satisfying feeling I had deep inside of me, Brother Donnie, just to do what God had called and singled me out to do. That being said, we got out of school. We won't get into degrees. We can talk about degrees all you want to, from associates to a doctor, but I'm not into that. Somebody say amen. We started our school in Tabernacle down in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm sure some of you heard of that. Amen. So with that being said, the rest is history. And with that being said, we got through that. And hey, God allowed us to found and pastor, thus said the Lord Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Virginia. We started a little church after helping pastors for about 2 years or so there. And while we were doing our schooling and filling in for them, God invited on us to take and start thus said the Lord Baptist Church. We started with a handful of people. And just in a measly 8 years. Can I tell you something? 8 years is not long, is it? You know, when you start thinking about life, how precious life really is. The book of James says our life is like a vapor. It's only here for a season, and it's over. And for a short while, we got the opportunity to found and pastor, thus set up the Lord Baptist Church. Started from a handful of people. When Deborah and I got called us to step out into evangelistic missionary work there in the Philippines, we surrendered and it was running about 80-some people then. And we had bought a building. We had bought 2.5 acres of land through the good grace of God. And can I tell you tonight, it's still going. People still getting saved. As a matter of fact, I helped in a baptism about a month ago. They baptized 9. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. And with that being said, we're excited about that work, what it's doing. But I'll never forget surrendering to leave something that God had invented in my heart. May I say something as pastor? Hey, may I say, look here, when you become a pastor and you watch God work and you see God bring people and you see where them people come from, them people become part of your life. You love them and you cherish them. You don't look about where they've come from. You look about where God's carried them. Amen. And when they're down, you pick them up. And when they up, you shout with them. And I'll never forget me surrendering to step out into evangelistic missionary, church building missionary fund missions. And I told my wife, I said, look, honey, sit down. I need to talk to you. And around our house, when we say sit down, we know something's wrong. So when she sat down, I said, look, I said, I'm going to be leaving the church. And she looked at me, she said, you sure? She said, you sure? I said, oh yeah, I'm sure. And you know what? My wife to this day has never questioned anything God's ever done. I went and carried my family out to eat, and I wanted to break the news to them, because you know how when something gets out in the community, before it gets back to the root of who it needs to be to, it's been added to and taken away from. Somebody say amen. You know, it's stretched, amen. So I wanted to be the ones to tell my family. And with that being said, I carried them out to eat, and I broke the news to them. And, you know, being dad and grandpa, I had to go pay the tab, amen. And when I went to pay the tab, my youngest son, which is about 30 years old, he asked his mother, he says, Mom, he says, does Daddy have any idea how old he is? He says, does he have any idea how old he is? He says, an old man running all over the world preaching. Now he says, now that don't even sound right to me. You know, sometimes things don't sound right to us and don't look right to us. But you know what I've learned? Hey, if it's pleasing to God, it's all right. Someone say amen. You say, how is it pleasing to God? I'm going to show you how it's pleasing to God here just in a little bit. But with that being said, the next Sunday, that following Sunday, I told her like on a Thursday, we went out to eat on Saturday. Sunday morning, I broke that news to the church. I did not want them to hear from nobody but me. Amen. And with that being said, from that day forward, hey, they started making preparations to get a pastor and onward. And since then, hey, we've been in the ministry. Amen. May I say we've traveled up and down the hedges and the byways of the United States of America, hey, trying to go to places, look here, that love God, want to serve God, and want to see the kingdom of God fulfilled. May I say every time a soul gets saved, do you realize it could be the last one in the disposition of grace? The trump of God, the trump of God, the archangels, I believe he's ready right now to blow the trump. And you know something? We, God's children, be called home. Amen? And you know what? We need to be busy doing what God calls to do. If it's anything I want to do when I stand before God, I want to know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm in the will of what he called me to do. Amen? Anything can be pleasing to a child of God is to be doing the will of the Father. Someone say amen. But we are the walkers. We are. Your batteries did. We are. Unto God, honey. I'm telling you. We are. Church planning missionary evangelist to the nationals in San Balas, Philippines. Hey, when you get to start thinking about the Philippines, Philippines is a nation with over 90-some million people in it. Amen? And what I'm saying is, you say, well, preacher, why would God call people to go into foreign countries? Because I'll tell you why. He's been using the United States of America as long as I've been alive and on the face of this earth to be the central station of where he sent the gospel around this world. Can I tell you something? The United States of America, she may be in a mess now. We may not be under the greatest leadership. We may not have the most greatest government it has been. But I will say this right here. God's hand is still on America. If you travel this world and you get into some third world countries in Thailand and the Philippines and Africa and some of them places, and you just come back to America, you will see how blessed we as a nation still are when you start looking at other nations around this world. We still the greatest thing on earth. Amen? And it's all because of God and his anointing power and his grace, and we were founded by godly people. Hey, Donnie, I heard him say something about an airplane, huh? And, you know, I've got to throw this in here because it's eating on me, amen? And I'll go and get it off my mind. I won't have to worry about it anymore. You say, well, some rabbits ain't worth chasing. Well, since I'm doing the talking, I'll do the chasing. Woo! Somebody say amen. Oh, listen well. Donnie says, I'm not riding an airplane. I told my wife when we stepped out into the missions field, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to take a special life insurance policy out on me. I said, if the plane goes down, I'm going up. You rich, you can find another. Hallelujah. I know y'all wouldn't laugh if you won the lottery. Oh, listen. But yeah, hey, look here. Donnie said something about flying. Flying didn't bother me a bit. Brother James is over there now. He's got to stay on there about 16, 17 hours, brother. Amen. Oh, that's how long it's going to take him to get from Japan back to Detroit, Atlanta. Amen. But with that being said, hey, look here. Hey, we surrendered and we build churches. We build churches in San Balas, Philippines. And with that being said, some of you may know, remember the late Roger Williams. I started going over with Roger Williams in the year 2006, right after I met that nut. Amen. I can say that now because he's gone. Before, he was bigger than I was, and I couldn't say much. Amen. But with that being said, we started traveling with Brother Roger in 2006. We've been to the Philippines about 10, 11 times, and we're excited about what God has been doing. But little did I know that God was using this to embed in my heart what he would have us to do later. Had no intentions of going over. I was completely satisfied pastoring my little church. Amen. But you say, well, it wasn't your church. It's God's church. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have the mentality of believing it's yours and it's worth serving and it's worth honoring, hey, it won't go far. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, listen. Hey, but with that being said, you'll find that, hey, there in the Philippines, this is Brother Mello. This is my main contact in the Philippines. Amen. He's the man that I wire the money to. He's the man that we do all our legal work through. He takes care of everything we do in the Philippines. Hey, he's a graduate of IBMA. Hey, out of Marietta, Ohio, under Dr. Roger Green, Dr. Seiler, and Dr. Geitler. Hey, he's found it. Hey, he's real in the Word of God. I'll tell you how real he is. I don't have his work on the PowerPoint. Did last year, but hey, not only has God established a church, this man has established a school in the Philippines. You say, well now, if they've got a school, what do they need any help for? Can I tell you something? We shouldn't be that way. Hey, Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. When he's grown, he will not depart from it. You need to train him up in a way and in a godly way, just like you want yours to be, just like I want mine to be. But this is Brother Miller. What a dear man of God. He's the one that I work through there, and I'm excited about working through him. This year's Daniel, this young man here, hey, he's out of Brother Mello's church, and this was our first project there in the Philippines. Hey, we had the opportunity to take and work with him and get his church going as a village pastor there. Not only did we work with him, and they're not on here, but we work with 10 different men of God in the Philippines. We have 4 national pastors. We're even in Subic Bay, United States Air Force and Naval Base is. We're there with churches already. So with that being said, this is Daniel, and we felt led to put it on there. And may I say, a church not too far from here, amen? Providence, Brother Abrams. What's this? But Gateway. Some of y'all know Gateway Baptist Church, amen? Brother Adrian Moore. Adrian Moore is there now. And they helped us get this up and get this going 2 years ago, and we're so excited about it. They helped us get the foundation up. And what you see here, you see people working. And may I say, these people working here, hey, they'll work all day. Some of these guys here work all day for a little rice. For a little rice. And we in America today, you know what? We're trying to raise the minimum wage. If we only knew what people made in other countries, we'd be satisfied and manage more about what we got. Someone say amen. Oh, listen, but here they are. And they're building the church, and after it was destructed, this is the first service that they had there. Brother Mellows is preaching in it. Do you see how there is people all over this world that's willing to hear the gospel if we just carry the gospel to them? As you can see here, hey, the church hasn't been carnished out. Hey, the windows are not in the church. But, hey, look here. It doesn't take a lot for the Filipinos to meet. You know something? We ought to get on our face before God and thank God that we got a church like this. Look here, the air condition's running. Say amen. Because you know as good as I do, American people's not going to come if... We get ready to expand a little bit. I'm getting ready to get a tent. Somebody say, man. Woo! Yeah. I'm going to have me a time. That way we don't have to act so reverent. You know, when you get on a tent, you can just wave for glory. Amen. And look here. With that being said, hey, look here. Hey, that's much like it is there. Hey, look here. They'll meet in anything, anywhere. I've actually had them to come out of the rice paddies when we're doing services in the morning, bring their 5-gallon bucket with us and sit on it. And we can, hey, preachers will preach up to lunchtime. They'll pick up their bucket and go back to the rice pit. Oh, why? Because there's a hunger. There's a desire in people, hey, just to see what God's going to do. Here's the church, and hey, we've got it completed, and it's in a flood-prone area. So this is what we did in this particular area here. It's rainy season. It's rainy season in the Philippines right now. Through September, there'll be rainy seasons in the Philippines. Places flood. They have a volcano there. All that ash moves. I have seen complete villages mopped out. Hey, under that volcano ash. So what we done is we built this thing on stilts. Amen. Concrete pillars. And the reason we done that, Brother Donnie, was for this. Hey, look here. So this not only can be used as a church, but in the time when the floods come, they can use it for a rescue station, right? And maybe somebody's lost and undone can see what can happen when God's people helps them out a little bit. Amen? I'm going to tell you something in America. I'll just stop chasing another rabbit. I think if we did more to reach the lost, someone say amen. If we did more to reach the lost and show more kindness and more goodness to them that's lost and undone, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, you would see a bigger harvest. Do you know something? Hey, look here. I know many times I have went out on visitations and I can go there because I come from there. It doesn't matter for me to go see the dope heads. doesn't bother me none whatsoever. It doesn't bother me to go see a drunk, Brother Don. Don't bother me none whatsoever. Alcohol don't bother me. Amen. I'm saved in the great grace of God. I'm excited. I ain't backing up, slacking up, shutting up till I'm taken up. And look here, it don't bother me. Hey, look here, only that difference between them people and us is God saved us and they're lost. Right. Somebody say amen. Right. Oh, don't mind it. Hey, don't bother me to go see a harlot. Don't bother me, amen. You know what? Because I was that much worse before God ever saved me. And you know what? Sometimes when God saves us, it's amazing how we get up here. Somebody say amen. We get up here. We're the elite. No. You're still a sinner. According to the King James Bible, you're either saved or lost, but you're still a sinner. Somebody say amen. And you know what? We need a fire inside of our churches today. Look here, that'll just get over who we are and go out into a vineyard or into the fields which are wanting to harvest and just tell them about Jesus. Amen. And with that being said, this is what this can do. Hey, it can generate, look here, souls for the kingdom of God. With that being said, I'm trying to move on here. This is Brother Alwin. He's a mountain pastor, and we're there, and I'm so excited about this young man. I'll tell you, this building here, you may see some of it here just in a moment. I cut a whole lot of stuff out. But I'll tell you what we did. In the year about 2008, Brother Roger Williams, Brother Kelly Marshall, and myself was up in this mountain preaching, and the descendants, the gentleman that owned this building, which I'm standing in there, Brother Donnie, he passed on. He was the last living descendant of his family. And the Providence there wanted $300 American for this whole building. And we bought it. Amen? We bought it. Hey, this man of God went there. And with that being said, bought it, and we opened up a church. And as you can see on the other one, I don't know if you noticed, not the walls are white. I spent a little American money. Somebody say amen. Woo! I like going over there just spending it. Amen? You said, well, preacher, you're a nut. That's all right. I'm screwed on the right boat. I can stand before him right now and everything be all right. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, hey, we got in there and we painted that thing up and dressed it up a little bit. But see, as I was telling you, you don't see no carpet. You see my wooden pews they built right there. See the top where it's not tarnished out? But it's still church. It's still church. Amen. Oh, listen, church. Hey, we decided I didn't hit something wrong. Oh, let me get going here. Oh, this is a mountainous church. Amen. Oh, this is another mountain church. Here, y'all see it? It's made out of bamboo. Oh, listen, I had me a ball in there, brother. I had me a ball inside of that thing right there. It was way back in nowhere. We go down gravel roads, and we go down gravel roads, and I'm not scared. But I have learned to be cautious. Amen? And we kept going down gravel roads, and I finally asked one of them natural. I said, where in the name of Jesus are we going? He said, oh, preacher, it's going to be all right. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, you stay close to me, because if I'm not all right, you're not going to be either. Amen. But with that being said, we finally got back up in there. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, look here. They don't have no running water. No running water. When they take a bath, they have to go to the river. And I'm telling you, hey, look here. I had a wonderful time of preaching there in that particular place. And here it is. That's what they sit on. Isn't that something? All time, hey, look, your old split logs. And as you can see, you can't get many in there, but what you can do, especially when American goes over there, hey, everybody wants to see them. Everybody wants to see American. I think it's our white skin. But either way, hey, look, they want to see us, and they'll just gather on the outside of that old bamboo hut. And just, hey, we just have the time of our life there. But with that said, here we are. Hey, I spent some more money. I spent about $50, and I don't know what kind of soup that is because I know better than drink the water. Amen. But you know something? You see them little children? You see them little children in little cups? They're standing in line to get something to eat. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, listen to me. I'll tell you what else they got in that mountain up there. They got some cashew trees. Yeah, they got cashew trees. And what you do, I seen you punch him, honey. Don't much happen in a Baptist church I don't see, amen? Oh, look, in cashews, you look. Hey, they wasn't right to pull, so what they done, they pulled them off. They pulled some of them off because they want to give us what they had, right? They took some bamboo and made a fire, and they cooked them. And they turned them just as black, coal. I mean like charcoal. and they bust them and give them to you. They were a little soft, but they were pretty good. I couldn't eat any of them because of my stomach, amen? Oh, listen. But here we are. Hey, that was the work there in South Wallace. This year, hey, we've stepped out by faith over in Morong, Bataan. Many of you can remember Bataan if you know anything much about the wars, amen? You're doing research and you study. If you look over here on this side table right over here, you'll find that we got all the information about South Wallace and Bataan over there, about when the Japanese and Americans and all this. We've seen all the memorials. But with this being said, this is Brother Edwin. He was in Botolan, South Wallace, and God impressed upon his heart to leave his work. He's been there 14 years. Let me tell you how real they are about God. They're so real that in 14 years, look here, from the help of people in America, he bought a church land, he built a church, he built his home onto the side of the church, because that's the way they do it there. Say amen. And with that being said, look here, everything was fine. He had some support coming in from the United States of America, and this is what all he had to do was serve. All he had to do, he had life made in the Philippines. Don't take much money to make it in the Philippines. But can I tell you something? He told me, he said, preacher, he said about 3 or 4 months ago, God called me to Bataan. I said, do what? He said, he called me to Bataan. I said, you're leaving San Balas, you know? Because my heart's in San Balas. Somebody say amen. You know? I said, no way. He said, preacher, he said, it's so close to San Balas, you won't even know I'm out of San Balas. I said, well, I might can live with that. And I had the opportunity to go with him. We went there to Bataan back when I was there in March. May I say you pray for us? We fly out September the 8th, headed back. Can't wait to get there. We'll get in that plane. Amen. Oh, listen, hey, here's Brother Edward. He's going to Morong. And we're going to build a church there. And may I say, here it is. Here's the old market. We were there at the time, and it had already closed down. But we have purchased some land, and I'll get ready to show you that here just in a moment. But here we are. Hey, the Morong. Hey, since Project 14, Morong, a town of 26,000. Brother Edwin's already there. He moved there in May. Look at this. We'll be establishing the First Baptist Church. Not First Baptist Church, the First Independent Fundamental Baptist Church in Morong. You say, what are you saying? Well, the Methodist is there. The Seventh-day Adventist is there. Hey, look here, the Holiness is there. Hey, the Jehovah Witnesses is there. But can I tell you who's not there? There's not a Baptist church nowhere in this town. Not one. You say, how do you know? Because we went to the town. We went to the town council. Hey, like the mayor's office. And we checked it out to see what was there. We rode around there for 2 days trying to find a piece of land and see where God would have us. But, hey, with that being said, hey, he's there. And by the good grace of God, hey, what was our goals and our advocate? Hey, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I give you a little secret? And I took it off this because of certain reasons. But it was an orphanage there. And the church who was helping the orphanage, that pastor left Bataan and went back to Manila. Manila is the capital of the Philippines. Over 14 million people in Manila. And with that being stated, hey, look, there's an orphanage there. I told Brother Edwin, I said, look, if you'll get tied up with that orphanage, I said, that'll be your door to making life easy on you, because this town, they gave it to the town, the land and the orphanage, they gave it to the town, and the first thing out of those officials' mouth was, hey, will you help us with the orphanage? And Edwin didn't give him an answer. So when we got back in the car, I said, man, there's your opportunity. I said, listen to the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, be willing to sacrifice to get. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. And with that being said, hey, we want to spread the gospel. Hey, we're going to purchase the land. May I say today, the land's already been purchased. Amen. Hey, here we go. Hey, the land's already been bought. Land's been paid for. I know that don't excite y'all because it's halfway around the world. I know. If it isn't in Danville, Virginia. Somebody say amen. You don't know nothing about it. Amen. Oh, listen. Hey, when we started this thing out, hey, we was wanting a few churches just to give $1,200 a piece. All right? And then we went over yonder to that crazy Kenneth Hammond. Do y'all know him? I love Brother Kenneth. You want to know why I love Brother Kenneth? He is about as wild as I. That's the way I like it. Amen. And with that being said, hey, look here, I got in there, and like I said, we had another PowerPoint presentation, and that's all I did at 11 o'clock. And unto God, you wouldn't believe, they wrote us a check. Somebody say amen. They simply wrote us a check. So with that being said, I tell you what we did. I was in a revival meeting last week in North Wilkesboro, as I was telling you about. we did homecoming on Sunday morning, and once homecoming was over, you know, as good Baptists, we can't do anything before we eat. We've got to eat, amen. I wanted to make sure them women could cook, because I'm going to be there all week, and say amen. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, hey, look here, hey, we ate, and you know what we did? My wife and I, we got in our vehicle, and look here, hey, we came back to Stuart's, Virginia. We got all our literature together. Hey, we've got all the money grams together. Are you with me? Say amen. All up, we came to Shady Oaks Baptist Church in Providence, North Carolina. We stood before them people and gave a report. We showed them, hey, we gave them copies of the titles of the land. They don't have deeds. They have titles in the Philippines. Hey, where it's sealed, signed, documented, everything is real. And gave them a copy of every money gram I'd sent over, which was over the amount that they gave me. Somebody say amen. Oh, you say, why you do that? Because we got so many false believers and false teachers and robbers of God. Somebody say amen. We're living in the book of Jude. I can argue with you all you want to argue with, anything you want to about the Bible, and you can still be wrong. You'll get that tomorrow. I believe we're in the book of Jude. Amen. Hey, false doctrine, apostrophe. I believe we're in the stage of everything false, false, false. And you know what it is today? God's people won't help God's people because, look here, they don't want to be took. Somebody say amen. You know what? If you're going to help somebody, they'll prove to you what they're doing. How do they prove it? They get before you just like they asked you, and they give you the documents to prove what they're doing. You look here. Hey, I believe that's biblical. Noel Fry told me how to do it. Hey, Dr. Billy Martin told me how to do it. And I believe that works behind him, and I believe they're faithful to God. Somebody say amen. I believe it'll work. But, hey, by the good grace of God, hey, look, hey, we got that accomplished. Hey, the next phase of the project, hey, look here, is to construct the church. The church is going to cost about $8,000. But, may I say, we had some of the money left from Shady Oaks. From Shady Oaks, and we're going to take that money. We don't bank any money. All the money's in the Philippines. The gentleman I showed you to begin with, hey, brother, Dr. Mellows, somebody say amen. He's got the money. I don't have no money, amen. My wife and I need y'all to buy something to eat. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, amen. But with that being said, hey, the money's in the Philippines. Hey, waiting to get the lot cleaned up. We've already got the money to break the ground. They do everything, as you've seen in the first church, by hand. Hey, all the concrete's mixed by hand. Everything is done by hand. They're getting ready to start construction on it, and may already start it when the weather is permitting. Amen? But hey, we're trying to raise this money. Not only are we trying to raise that, we're trying to raise our support. Amen? My wife's and I, our prayer this year is that we can stop working public workers. You say, well, you still work? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we hold every revival. We hold every tenth meeting. We're everywhere we're supposed to be for God. But you know something? Can I tell you something? There's not too many places in this country. You listen to this old preacher, and you listen to him well. They're not looking for an evangelist anymore. We'll get Pastor so-and-so to come hold the revival. You can't make me show me where it's real in this Bible. It says do the work of an evangelist, Timothy. If it didn't need them, Brother Donnie, they wouldn't be in there. Somebody say amen. But you know why they don't want the evangelist to come? It's because the evangelist is just going to tell you how it is. He's going to stir it up. He's going to stir it up a little bit. And you know, hey, we don't want nothing stirred up. You know something? That's what's wrong today. We're not getting nothing stirred up. Getting back on fire for God. We're not correcting anything. Not getting close to God. Are you with me? Say amen. All this. Hey, we're hoping to go full time. Year 2013 was a blessing. Hey, we closed out with this. It said with the guidance of God and the help of God's people. Can I tell you, when you study the Word of God, you'll find that, hey, it was always God's man with God's people. God's man with God's people. And it'll always be that way till Jesus Christ comes. Somebody say amen. It's not centered around one man. It's surrounded the man, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, that's the one it's centered around. Hey, we're happy. We're excited. We went there. We went there in March to do our yearly annual meeting of the year, past year of 2013. Over 1,200 people got saved. I know that don't excite y'all. I know it don't excite you, but over 1,200 people. Brother, I went to the Philippines to have the yearly meeting, our first one. Amen. Hey, with the men of God that was there, and I was expecting 200 or 300. If they'd have told me 200 or 300, I would have left there, hey, flat foot right across the street. I know you don't dance, but David did. He's a man after God's own heart. Let's not get into it, all right? I had me a time, amen? When they told me 1,200, they could not shut me up. Somebody say amen. Hey, look here. Hey, eating that sound like a hog at a hog rally. Amen. Having me a time of my life. You know what? That's what it's about. Can I tell you something? Every church, every individual, hey, look here, that helped us, Brother Donnie, hey, in completing and reaching these souls for God, when they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, these just won't be credited to the Philippines. They will not be credited to J.D. Walker. They'll be credited to every little bit that was donated that went to reaching these souls for God. You know what that gets you? You know what that gets those people? It gets them a soul-winning crown. You know what a soul-winning crown will do for you when you get to heaven? It'll get you a little closer to Jesus. Somebody say amen. It'll get you to the feet of the one who died for you. Amen. Because, see, they're not our crowns. They're not our trophies. Hey, they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're just given to us, for we can kneel and bow before Him and lay them at His feet. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that's what it's about. Hey, look, you're seeing people be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Can I tell you something? This is something my wife and I were just talking about today. We were talking about it today. We had a little time to kill, Brother Donnie. So I'm sort of a nut about riding around. If I don't know the area much about where I'm at, I'll go down this street, and then I'll go back up this street. And I'll go down this street. And you say, well, under God, preacher, I'm spending some gas. Oh, if you was going to Wally World, you wouldn't have no problems with it. I'm trying to see what's out there. I'm trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to figure out where I'm at. I do it everywhere I preach at. Hey, when I'm in the Philippines, we do the same thing. What's down this street? I don't know. Go down it. Somebody say amen. Hey, you need to know where you're at. So my wife and I, we started riding around, and somehow or another, we got on, what road was it, honey? Up behind the Walmart. Ah, Lord help me. Lord help me. He goes way back out in there, man. You know? But I don't know what, yeah, went up to some crossroads, yeah, but I'm trying to think of the name. I know it like I know my own. But either way, if you went up, right to Walmart, don't turn in Walmart, just went on around behind there and took off, went back across the bridge. Do you know what? You know what I found out there? It's church after church after church after church. Everywhere you go in the United States of America, it's a church. Can I tell you what's on this highway right here? You go down the road just... You go down the road just a little bit, I think, and it's on the right. It's an old white building there, and they said, the house of God. You go on down the road, what's his name, Chad used to be down on the left, or he may still be, I don't know, the city's going to Africa and somewhere, they're probably running back home. But what I'm saying is it was old time, they done turned that into a tabernacle or something. You know something, every time something closed down, seems like some kind of church opens up in it, and you know what that's telling me? When America stands before God, they're not going to say they didn't have anywhere to go. They'll never say, weren't the church close to us? Because everywhere I go, that's what my wife and I look for. We ride. We see what that local pastor is up against. We ride and we see what that local pastor is up against. Just to see who's what and where. You say, why is that important? Because we in America are so blessed. And you know what? God has blessed us. And you know what? It's going to take America to continue to send people across the oceans, to the third world countries, and to places that other people can't go. Sure, there's good ones, and there's bad ones. The Bible says, judge not, lest thou be judged. You know what we got to do? We got to put faith in somebody to spread the gospel. And by people putting faith in J.D. Walker Ministries, hey, through the gracious God that we serve, we've seen 1,200 people get saved in Zambales. That's only Zambales. Can I tell you something? Of 90-some million people, that's only a fraction. It's only a fraction. But you know what I can tell you? 1,200 people is a lot of people. That's 1,200 that will not have to open their eyes up in hell. They'll not have to stand at the great white throne judgment of God and hear God in heaven say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, for I never did. How does that happen? That happens because of a sacrifice of my wife and I willing to go there and plant the words. And it takes a sacrifice from God's people with the willingness and a heart to help us do what God's called us to. Can I tell you something? We could talk about it all night, we could talk about it all day. But you know something? The truth of the matter is, hey, look here. Hey, God's grace needs to expand across this world. Amen. We're in a battle. We're in a battle. I tell you how we're in a battle. They're wanting to take our God out of everything. We as born-again Christians today are in the biggest war that we've ever been in my time in the ministry. Amen? Hey, we've gotten to a place that we can't mention Jesus Christ. They took him out of the courthouse. They took him out of the schoolhouse. They take him out of... Hey, they're going to try to take him out of this house before it's over. Honey, listen to me. The times are on now. Jesus Christ is truly coming. And it's much quicker than what you think he is. And you know something? One thing I don't want on my hands, I don't want a lost person's hands on blood on my hand at the day of judgment. When we stand there, we watch that great white throne, I don't care blood on my hands. Them screaming to me, JD, 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 why didn't you tell me about Jesus? Somebody say amen. I want to close with this thought tonight, man. Hey, we'll be at the table. Hey, we'll open it up. We'll open it up for questions or whatever, but we want to give reverence to the Lord. So why do you do that? Because I think he's first. Somebody say amen. Oh, Psalms 100 says this. Very familiar. You probably know it by heart. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Somebody say amen. I like it. Laughter and singing. Amen. Oh, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. You think he's good? Say the Lord's good. Yeah. Oh, the Lord's good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. The generation I'm reading to tonight is mine and yours. Just like all the men of God in the past. We sit here and we talk about it. We've mentioned just a few. I did mention Dr. Billy Martin, Dr. Fry. I got something to tell you. There's something that's going on in glory. Oh, Lester Roloff, Billy Sunday. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, old Billy Kelly. Are y'all with me? Say amen. I'm telling you something. It's some men of God that's done some work here, and God moved through them, and they've seen great things done for God. Can I tell you something? God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am God. I change not. God can still do what today through the men of God that's faithful to him just like amen. He did in the past. Amen? You know what it takes? It just takes just a few people, and I believe this will happen. I believe when revival reaches the United States of America again, it will not come through Joel Osteen. It will not come through Biddy Hinn. I'm telling you something, it will not come through your television evangelist. Are you with me? It'll come through a local church with a small congregation, just like this one right here, when the people, according to the Word of God, gets in one accord. At the upper room, in the day of Pentecost, the Word of God says that the people were in what? One accord. Can I tell you something? We're in a battle inside the walls of the church. Jealousy, envy. Say amen. And yet we beg our holy and a righteous God to send us revival. Help us to teach us and lead us. And you know what? We're battling among ourselves. And God certainly sure has been good to us, hasn't he? I'm going to close with this thought. With goodness. You know, I was raised back up in old Patrick County right under the Blue Ridge Parkway. My friends was rattlesnakes and bears. I didn't like copperheads because they never told you when they were going to bite you. I won't give a reference to that. Somebody say amen. But I will promise you one thing. Look here. I can remember being raised, Brother Donnie, in an old outhouse. Want nothing but look at old barn. Hey, look here. Daddy and Mama throwed up ever what they could up on the side of it. Hey, covered it anyway. Hey, I can literally remember it snowing and watch the snow fall through the roof on the bed that I was sleeping in. I don't know about you, but I'll promise you one thing. I don't have to experience that here in the United States anymore. God's really been good to me. And you know something? If you've really told the truth, you could say God's been good to you too. Amen. Look here. Hey, we hope and pray that you'll make a consideration of happiness, understanding thy will and desire that God's placed in our heart for one purpose, to see more people get saved. Not only in the Philippines, but here in the United States of America. God allowed us last year in the evangelistic meetings that we held to see 58 people get saved by the grace of God in the United States of America. So you could put 58 to that. Somebody say amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your blessings, your goodness, your mercy. Lord, I know I rambled, and Lord, I know it's no good thing about me. But Lord, tonight, I thank you for this opportunity to come to Faith Baptist Church. Thank you for this good man of God, Donnie and his dear wife. Lord, I pray you'll bless him. You'll give him souls for their labor. Lord, be with these good people. I pray tonight, God, you'll just help them. Lord, they'd get behind him, and Lord, they'd help him. And Lord, this church would be filled for your glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen. Thank you so very much. Amen. Hallelujah.
Roxy, next time you see Yeah. I'm not going to do that.